Hi, I'm Amy Etchison from SIU Press.
And I'm Pinckney Benedict from the SIU English Department.
Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, where we take a behind-the-scenes look at the making of Blanket Fort Radio Theater Productions. Today, we are proud to release the sixth episode of the podcast version of A Night of Another Sort, Prohibition Days and Charlie Berger by Gary Deniel.
We hope that you've enjoyed the first five episodes of this podcast. So far, we've followed along as Charlie Berger established himself as a bootlegger in Southern Illinois. In this sixth episode, we learn more about Charlie's contradictions in character, his extreme acts of kindness paired with a deadly temper.
You can find all six episodes of this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, the NPR One app, or on the WSIU website by searching for Blanket Fort Radio Theater. You can also follow the links on our website, www.blanketfortradiotheater.com.
Today, we're continuing our conversation with the student producer of the Blanket Fort Radio Theater podcast.
One thing that I've been curious about is why these fiction writers have been so excited to work on these audio projects that are based on nonfiction books. What motivated the students to work on these podcasts in the first place, and what benefits have they reaped from this project? I put those questions to the producers of A Night of Another Sort. In order of appearance, you'll hear from Mandy Jordan, Audrey Holmes, Sarah Gillick, and David Ballard. So you are writers, not actors, not audio engineers. What made you want to get involved in podcasting and audiobook production?
Well, I've always been interested in acting as well as writing, and there aren't a lot of opportunities at SIU if you're not part of the theater program itself. And so it was really exciting to not only get to do podcasting from the writing side through the classes that we were doing and adapting our own work, but to get to act in it as well and work on learning how to sound edit and learning how to score things as well.
Yeah, I was really excited to do an audiobook project because I always wanted to get involved in one ever since I joined the program. It's because like writing is like just kind of tending toward more audio and visual forms now, so it's cool to be part of something cutting edge. And I also personally just like enjoy stories more like when I hear them versus reading. Just for me personally, I'm more of an audio learner, I guess. So it's cool to like hear a story, and it just like comes to life a lot better, I think. So it was just a really cool experience for me.
And you're primarily writers of fiction. What was it like to dissect a book of nonfiction? Did you learn anything that you could take into your own writing?
Yeah, and I think A Night of Another Sort is a book that is nonfiction but reads like fiction. And I think one lesson that we all kind of took away is that these events really happened. And so any like weird, wild, or crazy event that we want to put into our fiction, it's not probably going to be weirder than what actually happened in Southern Illinois in the 20s. So yeah, that was helpful. Kind of gives you permission to just make up whatever you want.
I was just going to say, it was cool to learn about the history of the area that we're all going to school in and find out about all these events that we may not have heard about before it, and just to look at our town in a different way, finding out there was a militia in Carbondale and things like that. But it's just interesting history.
I've heard you all say over the past several months as you made your way through this book that you developed crushes on Charlie Berger. Though I know that you were joking to an extent, I also know that this character became near and dear to you. How and why do you think Gary Deniel made this character so likable?
Well, I think Charlie made himself likable. Gary Deniel, the author, he was definitely smart in the way he presented things and the order in which he presented them. He gave us some of the more human, likable stories of Charlie before you get into the later stuff. But if Charlie hadn't been that guy who really did leave charcoal or food in front of the homes of people who were struggling, if he wasn't that guy, then Gary wouldn't have had anything to work with. It's easy, based on the targets he picks at first, you know, the Klan, other gangsters, it's easy to sort of believe that quote of his that he has in here where he said, "I've killed men, but never a good one." It's easy to just say, well, it's the Klan, you know, why wouldn't I root for this guy? Why wouldn't I let myself just fall head over heels in him when I already kind of like him from these other stories?
Yeah, he fought the KKK. I mean, that's a mark in his favor, I think. And also, like, yeah, there are people who still today, or who were alive when they were interviewed for the book, who only had fond memories of Charlie Berger. And I mean, the blonde bombshell who Mandy voiced, she didn't even believe that Charlie Berger was actually hanged. Like, she couldn't believe it because, like, he was, like, nothing but, like, kind to her. So I don't think it's, like, that much of a stretch to say that he was, he's very complicated. I'll just say that. Complicated.
I also thought we had a great voice actor for Charlie. It made, like, listening really enjoyable. So just a small thing that really added to his likability, I think.
That's all we have time for today. Next week, we'll talk with the producers of the Nanking Project about their motivations and benefits.
In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the first 6 episodes of A Night of Another Sort. Please visit our website at www.blanketfortradiotheater.com and follow us on Facebook. And please help us spread the word about this project so we can continue making more of these audio productions. Again, this is Amy Etchison from SIU Press.
And Pinkney Benedict from the SIU English Department. Encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort.
And tell a story.